Hi there. Welcome to Voyage. Here we are, almost middle of November already. Well, it's a lovely day. Nice to have a bit of respite from the cold that we've had for a few days now. But at any rate, in Winnipeg, it's a fine morning. My name's Keith Black, and between now and 1 o'clock, you're going to hear some of the best in the world of jazz, as always, as we do here on this program. And I hope that you can stay tuned. As always, as I say, there's some great new stuff and an interesting historical segment as well. I apologize a bit for my voice. I've got a funky throat that's not sick or anything, but it chokes up on me every now and then. So I may sound a little more raspy than usual, but never fear, I'm not about to fall down. And here I'm going to give you a bit of a playlist for what's happening this morning for the middle of November, and then I'll go back and do it in more detail. Saxophonist Andrew Rathman is going to start today, Canadian player. Following that, drummer Tom Rainey from an album that's not new, but I'll talk about that a little later as well. Following that, Joshua Redman's latest release, saxophonist Joshua Redman, his sort of odyssey of travel through the United States. And again, I'll give more details on all of these once I get to the individual. Jennifer Wharton plays bass trombone, and there's a lot of brass and a lot of great playing on her new album. And again, I will give more detail when we get there. Following Jennifer Wharton is my historical segment, and this morning it's Charlie Parker. Well, say what you will about the jazz world, it really is pathetic at record keeping. I think that half of the recorded editions and sessions and concerts from the last 70 years change hands in garage sales or in when someone downsizes and finds a box in their basement or has lost track of it, or there's a storeroom that in some record company that no one has the key to. It's whatever it is, they're finding lost stuff at a rate that is embarrassing if you were trying to run a tight corporation. But there you go, a brand new release from Charlie Parker, some live things. Most of them, I think, have been released before, but there's some stuff on there that I have never heard, and it's pretty raucous, pretty good stuff. And that'll be my historical segment with Charlie Parker and Afro-Cuban live bop stuff. Anyhow, following that, back to the day with the latest release by brilliant saxophonist James Brandon Lewis, a tribute to Mahalia Jackson. Following that, the Canadian band called Bellbird, and with their debut album, and it's, as I've mentioned before, I hope there's lots more. These guys are great. Following that, a trio album with Jean-Michel Pilk, the Pilk Moutin Hoenig Trio. And I'll end the show, if I've got the time, should have the time to do this, with Mark Turner live at the Village Vanguard. That will take us through the whole day today, but that's 3 hours from now. So let's get back to the beginning and find out what's happening right at the start. Andrew Rathman plays saxophone. Toronto, actually, is his native home. A respected educator at Western Michigan University. He's got a lot of I was going to say he's got some miles on the odometer. Let me put it that way. He's not just a rookie, and his latest album demonstrates that his playing and his compositional skills are really well developed. His quartet here has Gary Versace on piano, John A. Bear on bass, and Tom Rainey on drums. And that name is familiar because I decided that following this set, I'm going to play some Tom Rainey leader stuff. But I'll talk about that in a few minutes. This album, the title is called The Speed of Time, And it reflects the context of his compositions and his awareness of how shifting awareness of time influences our lives. There's a quote from the album saying, "I have always been fascinated by how my perception of time can change, sometimes crawling at a snail's pace, while other times it rushes forward with abandon," end quote. And that's a good quote. I guess we've all experienced that, of course. But if you've got a headache, it lasts forever. If you're having fun, it's over fast, right? Anyhow, the music is melodic, but it is rhythmically complicated. It's perhaps not particularly hummable, but it's also not inaccessible. Very, very good stuff here. I'm going to play a couple of tracks. The first is called Widening the Doorway, and the second one is called Wandering. Here's the Andrew Rathman Quartet.
Thank you.
Wandering, a track from a great album with Canadian-born saxophonist Andrew Rathbun. His new album is called The Speed of Time, and a very fine group there and some great compositions. I'm very impressed with this album, and you'll be hearing more of it, I'm sure, in the weeks to come. That's Andrew Rathbun. It's 10:20 Central Time. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Keith Black, jazz between 10 and 1 here live on Wednesdays, streamed live at CKUW.ca, archived there as well, so you can be listening to this as I speak, or you could be listening to this as I spoke. But however you got here, the music is just as good no matter how you managed to find us. And I'm going to continue to prove that right now. The drummer on Andrew Rathbun's album that you just heard was Tom Rainey. Now, Tom Rainey can play some pretty avant-garde stuff and has some neat releases. Playing that Rathbun thing, forced me. It didn't force me, but it made me check out a Tom Rainey trio album from 2019 that I hadn't played for a long time. I mean, it seems like a long time ago, but it's not that long ago. His trio here has great Mary Halverson on guitar and Ingrid Laubrock on saxophone. Album is called Combobulated, and it's got some really neat stuff on it. There's one lengthy track that I was tempted to play right now, but it's really out there, and it didn't fit sort of in the pattern that I was hoping for today. But this is some really fine playing here from a very talented avant-garde trio. Here's Tom Rainey and the trio with two tracks. The first one is called Point Reyes, and the second one is called Isn't Mine. Oh, you know, sorry, I'm going to have to take a minute here as a side story. Isn't Mine reminded me of a wonderful story my son-in-law tells of when he and his five siblings were traveling in a station wagon to Expo in 1967, camping along the way. And at one point, as his father was cooking the dinner on a hibachi, all pieces of chicken for the family, one of them fell into the ashes, so he dug it out, and one of the kids said, "That one's not mine. That isn't mine." It happened a second time, and another sibling said, "That's not mine." So Paul's dad dumped all the chicken into the ashes and brought it all out again, and there was silence in the family from then on. Thank you. Drummer Tom Rainey with his trio, with a couple of very interesting tracks from an album from a few years ago now, 2019, I think it came out, called Combobulated. We often hear the term discombobulated, but not too often do we hear one combobulated. I presume that means it's all together. I have no idea. Anyhow, some excellent playing there, and as I say, I was inspired to play that following the Andrew Rathman tracks that preceded it, because Tom Rainey was playing, of course, on that album as well. Change in pace now, and coming back to a current, very current album with saxophonist Joshua Redman. I've sampled this album before, and it's an interesting concept. It's called "Where Are We?" And the tracks all have specific geographical locations in the United States throughout the whole thing, or references to that, like Streets of Philadelphia, or Do You Know What It Means to Miss New Orleans, After Minneapolis, Chicago Blues, all that sort of stuff, and some interesting playing here. He has his band has Aaron Parks on piano, Joe Sanders on bass, and Brian Blade on drums, and a young singer named Gabrielle Cavassa. It's a neat concept. There are guests on some tracks that reflect their native cities, for example, like on the Chicago Blues that I mentioned. Vibraphonist Joel Ross sits in, and he's from Chicago, and Kurt Rosenwinkel on Streets of Philadelphia, because that's where he's from, and so on and so forth. Singer Cavassa is the first singer to feature on a Redman-led album. She has a very interesting sort of, the term I've used is non-invasive style. She presents the themes without artifice, but with clarity, focus. It does very interesting stuff. I'm going to play a set now, and it starts very sort of casually, if I can use that term, and it ends not casually at all. The first track is called "That's New England," and it's of course about New England, and it's a very interesting sort of nice little vocal about that part of the States. Then there's a very tiny little introduction called "Alabama Intro," and then it swings into a fairly short version of "Stars Fell in Alabama," the old sort of pop song. But following that is the track "Alabama Itself," which is the John Coltrane agonizing, wonderful classic piece about his response to the burning and deaths of children and people in a fire in an Alabama church. Clearly an African-American benchmark, if you will. And this is a very, very good cover of that Coltrane original. So I'm going to play now. Here's four tracks, although a couple of them are really brief. One of them only a few seconds, in fact. That's New Orleans. That's New England. Duh. Intro to "Alabama," "Stars Fell in Alabama," and then the track of the album, as far as I'm concerned, is the Coltrane's "Alabama." Here's Joshua Redman.
The sea breeze hits the spot in New England. from your letter as one of these. Apple cider, fresh clams, maple syrup and homemade jam. That's New England. How my lonely heart calls for those winding gray stone walls in New England. And in the spring, at its crack of dawn, seems like angels sing as each new day is born. Far New England is heaven, and heaven is my
By any standard, that's an extraordinary piece of music. Excuse me. The classic tune there, Alabama, from originally from John Coltrane. And I don't know how people listen to music other than how I listen to music, but the sadness and the pain comes through every time I hear that track, whether it's played by Coltrane himself. And I think this cover is a very, very good one with Joshua Redman. And it's interesting on an album that is fairly light in some ways and that it has a lot of pop tune covers and whatever else. When he gets to this one, he leaves it all on the field. It's a remarkable track, and it's I recommend if you have any thought of following a lot of the things that earlier African American history about burning of churches and deaths and hangings and whatnot that occurred a lot in the South and certainly in Alabama. And that is a painful recollection of that fact. That was Joshua Redman from the album Where Are We?, referring to Where Are We in the United States. Where you are is at CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. The program is Voyage. My name's Keith Black. Time is 10:56 or so, Central Time. And the jazz here is live between 10 and 1 on Wednesdays. And so it will continue. I was torn about what track to play after that. You know, part of me says, well, I should have left that and everybody should go home after hearing that track. But I decided that there's a brand new album by a bass trombonist named Jennifer Wharton. Her album is called Grit and Grace, which apparently was a quote from Forbes magazine describing the two characteristics that women needed to thrive in the business world. And that was their words were grit and grace. Her trombone forward ensemble is called Bonegasm. So, there you go. Anyhow, she has a very fine lineup of a lot of brass on this album. It's very neat. She has trombonists. She's on bass trombone along with trombonists John Fedchuk, Nate Maryland, and Alan Ferber, pianist Michael Eckroth, bassist Evan Gregor, drummer Don Peretz, and on half the tracks, percussionist Samuel Torres. The album title reflects the fact that, well, she said she looked around at her band and all she saw was a bunch of dudes, so she figured that she could at least have the composers of the music that she's playing all women. And so all of the tracks are music composed by female jazz composers. The track I'm going to start with, which I thought might be an appropriate one to use following what the Alabama track, is called In Our Darkest Hour. And it is was written specifically to reflect the political turmoil in the United States, probably more current than the event in Alabama. But their saddest hour, or their most painful hour, their darkest hour, there seem to be quite a few of them. So I'm starting with the Jennifer Warren album track called In Their Darkest Hour. The second track is called Anita, and it's a lot lighter, but there's a lot of brass in this. This is a really neat album, and it has a lot of well, I like the Canadian brass sort of thing, playing some really cool jazz. Here is Jennifer Wharton, In Our Darkest Hour.